Going to a music festival is more fun than your little brain could possibly imagine. But if we take away the slosh of glorious mud, the French sisters who think that wearing panties is bourgeois, your flat stomach, your lubricated hips, if we take out the girls with blatant disregard for shirt wearing, the tent sex.
Have you met my friend, eh?
If we take out the bands with names like the Hectic Titties, the use of the word totes, the fun brownies, your ability to dance and stay up past 9:30 p.m. the smile on your face, your untouched prostate, and your unfamiliarity with the lyrics Let It Go. If we take away all of that, we're left with you at 37, on holiday, asleep in your hotel room at 8:39 p.m., wearing dad jeans, while your three-year-old hits a plastic hammer against your head and yells, I pooped in the suitcase, Daddy. Student flights. Travel before it's not fun anymore. This is a stupendously fun beer fest that you have dreamed of for all of your beer drinking life. But if we take away the friendly barmaids, drinking songs, immature sausage jokes, the down-downs, the ale, the stout, the lager, in fact, all of the beer, and your ability to remove your shirt in broad daylight, if we get rid of the girls in unattended tube tops, your fluency in porno German, the umpah band, your parents' money, the single hopeful condom in your wallet, and anything even remotely fun, including that thing there. If we take your spirit, spontaneity, hairless ears, and your unsullied eyes that have never seen the horrors of a crowning baby head, if we take away all of that, we're left with you, at 33, in a themed kiddie resort, stone-cold sober, trying to insert a suppository into the bottom of your feverish baby while your wife's breast pump hums in the background. Student flights. Travel before it's not fun anymore.